Hey everyone, this is Adam from realhomerecording.com. In this video, I will be reviewing the Baxter EQ from Variety of Sound. This is a plugin I've been anticipating for the past few months, ever since I've heard of it. And basically what it does is it gives you a piece of hardware that is about $2,000 for free. And it does an amazing job on making mixes sound better, but not destroying their original tonality. So right here I have a heavy metal song that sounds a bit muddy, and adding high end to it kind of cleared it up a little bit. Before I just keep showing you some more, I want to go through the controls here. Mid-side, which allows you to affect just whatever's in the center of your track. So like vocals, bass, a snare drum. Or on the sides, you typically have guitars and drum overheads, you know, whatever spread to the left and the right. And then we have a Butterworth high cut and low cut filter. And what that means is a very transparent filter, 12 decibels per octave. Good stuff. By the way, this plugin is based off the design of a man with the last name Baxandel, who came up with a way to have shelving filters that sounded very musical, pretty much flat and transparent. And I believe they were the closest thing to coming to a linear phase equalizer at the time. So these were hugely popular. Actually, they still are hugely popular in mastering houses. So, and really expensive stereo systems. I think, I'm not sure if Marshall amplifiers have this in there or not, but that's another thing that you can use this plugin on. If you ever record direct injection guitar tracks, you know, for either later reamping, or if you have an amp modeling plugin like Amplitube or Guitar Rig, then you can do some tonal shaping with this plugin. Alright, so next we have your cutoff filter for the shelving, for the low shelf. And then we have the actual boost and cut knob. And then we have our high frequency cut and boost knob. And then the high shelf frequency, cutoff frequency. Or should I? Sorry, it's late when I'm recording this. And then the actual cutoff, again, this is a Butterworth filter, transparent. And then finally, we have a volume knob. And I forgot to mention that there's linking buttons for linking left and right, up and down here, or mid and side. So, what does this thing sound like? I already played you a little bit of a sample, but I want to continue more. This is probably a chorus right here. Yeah, boosting this 5 decibels, it still sounds pretty darn good. And I got some low-end boost as well. Not sure if I really need it, but it sounds good, and I wanted you all to hear that. But yeah, the high-end really needed a boost, and really, I would probably remix this Just, you know, individual tracks probably need some more high end and also some cut in those muddy frequencies. And maybe instruments have something to do with it too. I'm not sure. I don't wanna put the blame on that, but you know. So now I'm gonna show you a rap track. It's good stuff on this track. This track I didn't think it needed it, but when I put this plugin on and boosted the low end, I was just amazed by it, so.
About driving fast cars and buying out the bar, cause if I come in following trends I wouldn't get far. Whack rap flooded the game, but I know what's up, cause the flow hard like surviving with a broken heart. People famous for laying you down, so I depend on myself. No unity in these streets, every man for himself. If we ain't on the same page, then sorry you getting left. No half steps, I'm tired of living from check to check. Making music ain't cheap, so my dollars comes and goes. Chicks want a date, but I ain't got money to blow. Always tell it like a...
Another thing I didn't like was the hi-hat sample sounded a little bit too bright.
Competition on my job, y'all. This my beginning, everybody competition on my job, y'all slipping like a bad transmission. Every task given, I'ma give it 110. So if you're looking for the next star, competition on my job, y'all slipping like a bad transmission. Every task given, I'ma give it 110. So if you're looking for the next star, I am him. P.S. Sincere Knight.
But yeah, the cut doesn't sound too bad. But I don't have many negative things to say about this plugin, especially because it's free and the tone of the EQ is nice. The complaints I have are the frequency knobs are a little bit hard to read. The numbers are a tad bit on the small side. So I would have liked to have lost some on the sides of this GUI or GUI and get more height on the plugin to be able to see the numbers, or maybe make these knobs smaller, the shelving knobs smaller, so that the numbers are bigger. As far as the color choice, looks great. It actually is almost a rip-off design of, I think it's Damage Music or Damage Audio's Bex EQ hardware, which this is pretty much the emulation of it. But besides that, and a little minor thing, I wish they would have called the PDF file included in the zip, instead of it being called manual.pdf, I wish it would have been called Baxter EQ space manual.pdf, just so that when I put it in my plugins folder, it's right next to the DLL file. Minor gripe, I can rename it myself, but Bootsy, as the programmer's nickname is, he tends to do that. You know, he keeps all the files named the same thing. Doesn't always work well. I guess you could extract it into its own folder, but I typically just have, you know, my 50 plugins all in the same folder. So, I mean, really, besides that, I like this plugin. You can't beat the cost, unless they were paying you to use it, which would be ridiculous. The interface looks great. It works. It hasn't crashed my computer yet. So, definitely 5 stars out of 5 stars. You can pick it up by checking out the link in the video description. And I'll see you next time. This has been Adam from RealHomeRecording.com.